from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today. Goo is on his way to Greensboro, North Carolina.
I think he's there.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
That's right, he took a red eye last night.
Checked in, it's 3 hours ahead.
Okay.
Odyssey app.
Yeah, he's in for a grueling week.
How so?
He's got to drop his daughter off at college, and then he's got to come home. And he realizes all the kids are grown now. Trust me, it's a gut punch, Evan.
But he's done it before, though.
Yeah, but
this isn't the first time Milan's going to college.
No, but it hurts.
Every time?
Yes. Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
How are you doing? Talk to me, Sonny.
It's a lonely house. There's not a lot of noise anymore. The kids are gone.
Well, there is a draft. It's a little cold where you're at.
What did I say?
You said it's lonely.
It is.
I feel like when I think of a lonely house, it's kind of creaky. It's a little chilly.
Yeah. It's...
You can feel it in your bones.
Well, you know what to expect because it's coming. All you got to do is find a girl first, a gal, a woman.
My bones do feel creaky. I just turned 30.
888-957-9570 is the number. And it seems to me that the big takeaway from yesterday's game is twofold. One is, I think the big story is, yeah, Brock Purdy didn't look good. But I think the second biggest story is, well, why did he play Brock Purdy in the first place? And the more I think about it, the more I think it was a little puzzling why he would do that. And Evan, I got to tell you, I'm the guy who usually when it comes to these kind of things says, you know, these guys are pro athletes. You can't keep them in bubble wrap forever. They're not porcelain dolls. If they can play and they're healthy, they play. And that's normally how I am. I do think it was strange that Purdy played, but he played without his core guys. And what exactly was Kyle Shanahan looking for, or what was his thought process when he did that? That's what I hope Matt Barrows can answer at 12 o'clock when he joins us from The Athletic. But I have a feeling he's not going to really be able to have a definitive answer either, because he's going to have to try to interpret what Kyle Shanahan said, which was, yeah, no, we felt good with the team around him.
Well, do you have Brock Purdy's answer to why he played? Because I believe the media checked in with him, and it was mainly about why he came up for the third series. But do you have that cut?
I sure do. Let's take a listen.
I mean, like I said, it's part of the game and stuff. So for me, I'm not out there freaking out about, oh my gosh, I'm not trying to get hit. That's not football. You know, if I'm stepping out on the field, then obviously I know what's at stake in terms of it's a physical game. It's fast. Things happen. You're going to get hit. You're going to fall to the ground. So I know that. But at the same time, am I going to do some crazy scrambling and you know, make up some stuff to try to move the ball? So dude, you got to be smart in that sense. So,
all right. He answered it about how you'd expect Brock Purdy to answer it.
Well, but he did have a play where he was scrambling and moving around crazy and tried to throw the ball up. In fact, it almost got picked.
Right. And we've seen those throws before from him.
Yeah, I mean, we've also seen plenty of incredible throws that make up for some of the, you know, lack of judgment, so to speak. But, again, why did he play? Why did he come out for the third series? And I don't think there's one answer, because with Kyle Shanahan, there never appears to be just one simple thing.
Right.
Right? It's, oh, well, you know, we were considering this, and, you know, you got to think about more than just a year from now, and, you know, we're trying to get a good look at this guy, and Brock working with this dude, and this offensive line. And that's why I can't figure it out. And when someone, when specifically like a head coach or a manager makes a choice, Steiny, I don't know about you, but I'd like to think that they know more about it than we do. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, he's got a plan. There's something there. I just need to figure it out for myself. But all the questions I have about it, I don't think are clearly answered or don't have clear answers, because if Purdy was out there because he wanted to be, I get that. But at some point, okay, well, does he have any protection? Well, no, because his left tackle is not in pads, and we're also trying to get some looks for potential backups and guys that are going to have to play at some point this year. So he doesn't have proper protection, right? Well, that's red flag number one. Okay, well, at the very least, you know, Brock Purdy's a quick decision maker, so maybe we can get the ball out really fast, and that's a way we can protect him.
Right.
Okay, well, he doesn't have his ones out there that are receivers that can get open quickly. Okay, so that's red flag number two. And then after seeing that for a couple of series, we're still going to go out there and throw him out for a third time. Why? Was that the plan? Perhaps. Might have just been two series. I don't know, maybe he wanted him to play for a full quarter, and it didn't get to that point because he didn't have a chance to sustain enough drives. I can't figure out why Kyle Shanahan wanted Brock Purdy to play when virtually no other starting caliber teammates of his were on the field. And the only guys that I think are starting caliber that were on the field yesterday on the offensive side are guys that are competing potentially for starting jobs. I'm not looking at anybody, maybe outside of Pooney, but there's nobody out there that is going to definitively stand pat and be the guy at their position. Right?
I mean, it all makes sense, to tell you the truth, but none of it makes sense either. Purdy played to see what he can do without his stars, says the 415. Another 650, Kyle wants to see how he looks without a lot of talent around him. That seems to be what some people are saying.
He wanted to test him, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a logical explanation. I don't know why I'm just not buying it, though, but it could be the reason. Let's go to David in Napa, hear what he thinks. What's up, David? How you doing, man?
Well, thank you.
Sure.
You know, I think it's a possibility that Shanahan and Lynch got together and said, let's do just what they did, put him out there with, you know, without his all pros around him, see how he did. He didn't look very well at all. He got hit a few times.
Right.
And when they get the contract negotiation, it's going to be like, hey, Brock, you know, how do you feel? You want to be the lone guy out there, or you want to be a team guy and take a team-friendly type of contract? You know, I mean, I think that they might, that if they weren't thinking that, that could be subtext from the performance.
Interesting. Interesting. Thanks, David. Appreciate the call. You know, we talk as though there's not a, you know, what's he going to get paid? 40, 45, 50, 55? Sometimes I think we don't appreciate the difference between or among all those numbers. Maybe that's what we're looking at, that they want to try to get this guy under contract in a year from now at 40-ish rather than 55-ish or something like that.
Well, and this is something that you were on, and I think it's a good point. You brought it up last year that if Purdy makes, even if he makes, I don't know, 40,
right,
he will go from making $1 million to $40 million or to 50 or 60 or whatever it is. That will be the largest leap for a quarterback, for a player in NFL history.
Probably, yeah.
So people are just trying to, I think, figure out, right, is this, if we're going to have to pay this guy, basically, it's unfair, but 40 times more than what we're paying him right now, are we going to get commensurate production? And the answer is probably not.
Right.
Because I don't see how much better he can get. Like, I think he can get better, but is he going to be twice or three times as good as he was last year. I just think that's a lot to ask. And so people are, again, worried that the Niners are not going to recoup on their investment when it looks like they are, and they've already told us that they are going to invest in this guy. And so is he the dude? That's the question every single week on Monday. He goes for four touchdowns. He shreds, you know, the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night like he did last night or last season. All right, Monday morning, he's the man. He's going to get paid. Well, then he goes out and has a Cleveland Browns game. Throws the, you know, throws a couple picks against Minnesota. Throws the pick to end the game. On Monday, well, he's not the man. Well, look at this. You know, is Trent Williams there? Is B.A. there? Is Debo Samuel nicked up? Is George Kittle healthy? Is Christian McCaffrey going to have another 400-touch MVP-caliber season? If all those things don't... Is Brock Purdy going to be able to, you know, lift up this team, to put this team on his back? Is his defense going to be as good? All these questions, and yes, there are ifs and buts and all the rest, but those are the questions that are going to kind of, I don't know, light this conversation, and it's going to be... It's going to be gasoline-fueled, I think, the entire year. Every single week, we are going to come in and wonder if this guy is the man. Because the one thing the Niners haven't seemingly had under Kyle Shanahan is a quarterback we can trust.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that and we're going to have to find out how it all shakes out. But the issue, I think, is that it's even if you get him at 40 or 45, yes, it may be a little bit of a bargain, but the problem is he's making $1 million right now. So his raise is going to be astronomical. If he were a normal quarterback on, let's say, his rookie deal, he'd already be making, you know, $12, $15 million if he were a first-round pick, and they would be gearing up to pay him. But it's just so dramatic what his raise is going to be, that it's going to impact his team more than it will impact other teams who have quarterbacks who are on their rookie deals at more money, because this raise is going to be far more drastic, so it's going to have more implications on what they can do with the rest of their roster. Victor's in San Jose. Hey, Victor, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I had the same take as that previous caller. You know what? If you had Mahomes in there, with the second, third string, his production would have been a lot better. It's like, obviously, we know it's a contract move. And if he does prove it, just two things. You're either going to get the guy and pay him, but if he didn't, say, look, Brock, you're good, but you're not worth that $50, $60 million. We need to slot you at $40, $37, $39 million and keep it at that, because we need to pay other players. Like, if they do that and they see, all right, we can get Brock at 40. 45.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Then they could say, maybe we can work a deal out with Ayuk now, because we know we're not going to spend that much on top of next year on Purdy. Because they need to get Ayuk in. So there's a ploy in there with money-wise, you know what I mean? So they're trying to see what the top is on Purdy and see if we can squeeze in Ayuk next year right now.
Yeah, I don't know, because here's the way I look at that, and thanks, Victor, for the call. I appreciate it. Are they really going to... Okay, so he didn't play with any of the starters yesterday and he looked bad. All right. Let's say he plays next week or doesn't play next week, but he's only going to play a series or two and he doesn't look great again. Maybe Ayuk's still not playing and Trent Williams is back. All right. Now we get to the opener and lo and behold, Trent Williams is there and Ayuk's there and here's Debo and McCaffrey. And let's say all systems are go. Is it really going to matter if he has a good year and the team's healthy, that, well, remember that preseason game when he didn't have stars? That's still who he really is. I don't think we're going to look back on that game as a way to keep his price down if he has a good year. Like, if he has a good year with all his weapons, I think he's going to get paid, and they'll have to figure out at what cost. But I don't think it seems far-fetched to me that they would play Purdy yesterday anticipating he'd struggle so as to send him a message that it'll be a lot harder when he gets paid. That to me, it's a stretch.
Well, it is reminiscent to me of the conversation we were having about Purdy after his, what, four interception practice or three interception practice. You know, it's, Purdy's out there and he doesn't have Ayuk, or, you know, Kittle's not practicing today, and he's throwing to guys that he's going to have to throw to in a couple of years. How's he going to look?
Right.
You know, until it happens in a regular season game, I will reserve judgment. It's really hard for me to watch three series yesterday with Brock Purdy playing with a makeshift offensive line, some rookies, and also against the Saints ones, by the way.
Right.
Their number one defense, because that's just the way that they do things. They play their starters in New Orleans. It's hard for me to pass judgment on him. If there's anybody I'm going to judge yesterday, it's Kyle Shanahan, because I don't know why he would do that. And to me, Brock Purdy saying, I want to play, I'm sorry, that's not good enough of an excuse. If Kyle Shanahan went to the podium and said, well, my 24-year-old quarterback who's in his second full year in the NFL said he wanted to play, so I put him in. Okay, that's why you're the head coach. You don't listen. Brock Purdy doesn't call the plays. You call the plays. You decide who's on the 54-man roster, Kyle. We hear all the time about how you have personnel decisions. Okay, if you are the czar of the San Francisco 49ers, your starting quarterback telling you that he would like to get a couple of reps in game one of the preseason and he would like to play, that's not good enough for me. I don't want to hear that. You should be the one that makes the choice.
You think Guru would have been hot about this?
Yes. I may or may not have talked to him.
I think you're... Oh, delinquent? Did he say they were... What does he like to use? Oh, it's irresponsible. It's unprofessional. It's embarrassing. One other word he loves to use. I can't remember what it is. But yeah, he would have been...
Despicable.
He would have been hot.
Well, I wouldn't use words as harsh as those, but it is confusing. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would like to hear
I don't think it's concerning. I don't think it's damning. I don't think that Kyle Shanahan is never going to win a Super Bowl because he played Brock Purdy in week two of the preseason. But it is confusing to me when you consider everything else around Brock Purdy.
We're never going to get the answer. And I think the reason we're not going to get the answer is because he's going to say exactly what he said. Well, you know, Brock's our quarterback. He's healthy. He's still a young quarterback, and he needs as many reps as possible, whether it's with the starters or the backups. Great opportunity for him to quarterback the team that's a little bit shorthanded. I do not think it really crosses negligent. That's what he would have called. That's what Guru would have said. Thank you, 415.
Negligent.
But I don't think Kyle Shanahan doesn't go into games making decisions out of fear that a guy might get hurt. He just doesn't. And I bet you he thought about it, and it was nothing more than Purdy's healthy. Maybe I haven't really seen, I haven't liked all what I've seen in training camp, so I'm going to get him out there just to run around a little bit. And I don't think Kyle's first thought is, well, what if he gets hurt? Because Kyle's a football coach, and injuries are part of the game, and that's an inherent risk of playing a football player, and he doesn't think of it as any more risky than any other game.
Well, I'll tell you what he did do.
What?
Is he just gave Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams more ammunition.
He might have done that.
If they want more money, or whatever their list of demands is. It could be guaranteed. It could be they don't want to be here because they don't want to go through the grueling, training camp practices. But whatever their aims are and why they're holding out and holding in, Kyle Shanahan didn't bring the Niners any closer to getting them to give in.
Well, I also think that if I'm Kittle and Debo, maybe I start holding out now, too. Why not? Everybody gets paid here in San Francisco.
Well, they have gotten paid.
Yeah, but
and next offseason.
So is Trent Williams, but it's not stopping him. Brian and Hayward. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listening to the conversation the last few minutes, it kind of put me through growing up with sports, watching it, being a fan. I started with basketball and the Warriors. And I slowly started making my way into football, the NFL, and then finally baseball. And when I started to really get into baseball, I noticed this process with the younger players, arbitration.
Okay.
And after seeing it for years, I realized it's in every sport to some degree, not just in baseball. But it's also a type of strategy that most employers use in a way to negotiate down the salaries of their employees. And, I mean, when I look at this situation, it's exactly that with Brock playing yesterday with all, non-starters or not the first team. They're kind of trying to gauge how effective he can be when he's in a difficult situation. And I think what's more important is they're trying to put it in reality for Brock himself, because that's what it's going to come down to when they start negotiating contracts. Hey, evaluate your own performance.
Right.
Do you consider yourself this type of guy? Do you consider yourself that type of guy? And then they go from there. But with an organization like the Niners, and their history, I don't think they're going to bend over backwards to do right by their players, but they have showed that they don't go out of their way to screw their players. So I look at it as, hey, let the chips unfold the way they do. And they're taking a big risk, which is a calculated risk in terms of how he's going to see himself in a year from now, whether he's a team guy or he's a me guy. And, my money's on team guy, but we'll see what happens when they get down to the negotiations. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. God, that just it's hard for me to envision Brock Purdy going through the regular season with his team and then them coming to the table and saying, well, don't forget what you were in that preseason game back in August when you didn't have any weapons. That's kind of who we've got to that's how we have to evaluate you, because that's going to be more realistic of the kind of team you're quarterbacking in a year. I get it, but boy, I don't know. How is that game yesterday going to be at all factor into what he makes next year?
It's not.
Right.
Or it shouldn't.
Right.
If it is, we got bigger issues in San Francisco.
Yeah.
If they're using a preseason game to evaluate someone. Because how I would evaluate Brock Purdy is by these numbers. 21 starts, 17-4. 68.7 completion percentage, 250 yards a game, a 111 quarterback rating, and a QBR of about 70.
Okay.
Those are his numbers.
Right.
That's not what he did yesterday, and that's what he's done the last year and a half. I'm more inclined to believe that he'll be closer to those numbers than the ones he was yesterday.
Yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree with that. Ryan's in San Bernardino. What's going on, Ryan? How you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. How you guys doing, man?
Doing well.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. I just got a question from watching the game last night. So pretend Brock Purdy never happened, and that number 5 on Josh Dobbs actually said Trey Lance. Would the 49er fan base think that Trey Lance was developing into our franchise quarterback if that was Trey Lance last night? Because I kind of feel like, yeah, I would be cool with Trey Lance if he could at least do that, but he couldn't.
Evan?
Well, I know we can maybe run it by Matt Barrows on the other side, but if, yeah, If he did what Josh Dobbs did yesterday, I do think people would be happy about Trey Lance.
But I think that what the 49ers found out is he's not as athletic as Dobbs.
Yeah, I also don't think he could make those plays. But unfortunately, we'll never know.
Well, he may start making those plays in Dallas, right?
Oh, well, they're going to move off of Prescott, according to Goo. Dak's whack.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in here. We got Matt Barrows, though, on the other side. If you want to hang in there through that interview, you're more than welcome to do that. Matt Barrows of The Athletic, when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers, he is essentially the man in the know. And that's why we're talking to him. And we're going to ask him why Kyle Shanahan elected to play Brock Purdy yesterday against the Saints without any other starters. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.